happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Vicki Barker, searching and grieving for flash flood victims in Texas. CBS's Wendy Gillette reports.
Music, flowers, and candles brought a community together at a vigil in Kerr County, Texas, where survivors recounted their harrowing stories.
I held on for a couple hours in a tree.
And tears were shed for those killed or missing, their pictures lining a fence.
You weep about the kids and the parents and what they are going through.
President Trump and the First Lady visited the area Friday.
I've never seen anything like it. I've seen a lot of bad ones. I've gone to a lot of hurricanes, a lot of tornadoes. I've never seen anything like this.
The pink slips have gone out at the State Department, 1,300 of them, part of President Trump's plan to shrink the department by 15%. Some of the workers gathered outside the building yesterday.
We have experience that can't be replicated, and it's a travesty that that talent will be lost and can't be replaced.
Another victim of Trump administration cutbacks, a Louisiana site honoring the lives of the enslaved. It was set to become a national landmark until the process was suddenly shut down. Here's CBS's Katie Weiss.
Ashley Rogers runs the Whitney Plantation in southern Louisiana. The property, once a slave plantation, is now an educational museum.
So many people feel a sense of reverence in the fact that they're walking on the exact ground that these people walked on. It means everything to me to try to preserve this place for future generations.
A major win for protection came last summer when a comprehensive report found that formerly enslaved farmers cultivated this land. As a result, the region was eligible to receive the coveted National Landmark title. But since President Trump took office, the project has been halted. The National Park System Advisory Board, which designates historic landmarks nationwide, was just dissolved, halting all applications.
The town where Pope Leo grew up has bought his childhood home.
I will sing a new song.
Less than
2 weeks
after the Dalton, Illinois Village Board voted unanimously to buy Pope Leo XIV's childhood home, before investors did, the sale moves forward. The selling price, $375,000 for the Cape Cod home, built in 1949. The village plans to set up tours of the Pope's childhood home and is even looking at purchasing other nearby properties. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Overseas, hospital officials say Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 28 Palestinians in Gaza, including 4 children. The Israeli military says it was targeting militants, weapon storage facilities, and other Hamas sites. And Russia launched a massive drone and missile barrage on Ukraine overnight, killing at least 2 people and wounding more than 20. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Highs near 80 degrees, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. It'll be a little bit breezy out of the west. For tonight, mostly clear and breezy, a low around 60. Sunday, sunshine and 82. Sunny and 85 on Monday.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we go beyond the cheese with the Canine Convoy based in Oconto. We're talking Dog Bus. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We'll be right back. the Chicken Polka, kicking things off on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Hey, everybody. Tim Howlt here, the Polka Guy, keeping you company here on WFHR. Glad you could join us. And lots of good music, again, on the way for you. Mm-hmm. And speaking of music on the way, let's try this one right here, shall we? Bob Mastel out of Minnesota. Old recordings there for you. Mm-hmm. Let's do one more as long as I got the album up. Here's the Cherry Polka.
Thank you.
now turn our attention to Bob Dozak and the orchestra, woman's older recordings, and we're going to do the popcorn polka. Popcorn Polka, that was Bob Dozak and the orchestra. Yeah, one of his older recordings. What was the name? Dua Polka is the name of the album. Yeah, that's right. Okay, we're going to call on Carol and the Keynotes right now. And the album is entitled Music Lights the Way. I just got some new albums from her when I seen her playing over at the Houstisford Community Hall a few, about a month or so ago. Anyway, we're going to spin one here. It's Poochie's Polka.
Thank you.
John Gura and Grale, and that song is called Chameleon. That is a Boy George song, and he does a really good job of reproducing it in a polka tempo. Anyway, I've had a couple of comments saying they like that. So anyway, with that, we're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party with your host, Tim the Polka Guy. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ach, yeah, welcome back to the Polka Party with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy. Uh-huh, we have Dick Rogers coming up next, and he had a place where you could stop in on Saturday night.
Stop in, put some money in the jukebox, punch a tune or two. Listen to the music of the six bad Dutchmen. Let's listen to another one, it's only half past ten. Thank you.
Dick Rogers and the orchestra and Stop In Saturday Night. All right, we're going to turn our attention now to Bruce Bradley and the band, and he does a nice big band number here called Marie.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief, grieving the victims of last week's flash floods in Texas. CBS's Wendy Gillette reports.
Survivors recounted their harrowing stories.
I held on for a couple hours in a tree.
And tears were shed for those killed or missing, their pictures lining a fence.
You weep about the kids and the parents.
121 people confirmed dead. At least 170 are still missing, including children and counselors swept from the Camp Mystic summer camp. The pink slips have gone out of the State Department, 1,300 of them, part of a plan to shrink state by 15%. Some of the workers gathered outside the building yesterday.
We have experience that can't be replicated, and it's a travesty that that talent will be lost and can't be replaced.
And the Illinois town where Pope Leo grew up has bought his childhood home.
Selling price, $375,000 for the Cape Cod home, built in 1949. The village plans to set up tours of the Pope's childhood home and is even looking at purchasing other nearby properties.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper. This is CBS News.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
as Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Highs near 80 degrees, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. It'll be a little bit breezy out of the west. For tonight, mostly clear and breezy, a low around 60. Sunday, sunshine and 82. Sunny and 85 on Monday.
Currently, 69 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Tim Hobelt, your host, the polka guy. Yeah. Here's John Gooda one more time.
Working, driving, ever striving, do what's needed to survive. In a hurry and in a flurry, I barely know that I'm alive. The world's turning and I'm yearning for a moment of reprieve. In this fast pace, in this cold place, always think I must achieve. Stop the madness and the sadness, spend some time with family and friends. Contemplation, relaxation, let good music never end. Woo! People busy in a tizzy, they're on cell phones night and when they're walking, always talking, they haven't got a thing to say. Children playing, parents saying, never heard above the drone. Electronic, play bubonic, they play addictive games alone. Stop the madness and the sadness, spend some time with family and friends. Contemplation, relaxation, let the music never end. Contemplation, relaxation, let the music never end. Contemplation.
Yeah, John Gooda and the Golly, and Don't Let the Music Ever End. Okay, we turn our attention now to Whoopi John and his orchestra. And don't drop those tears in my beer, hon.
A couple who just had a fight. Here's what he told her, I swear to the skies, as she wiped her pretty blue eyes. Don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. Don't make those dents in the foam. If you must cry in the beer, dear, why can't you cry in your own? I like the kiss of the malt in the hops, but the malt is too salty when mixed with teardrops. Though I'm the guy made you cry, dear, don't drop those tears in my beer, dear, don't drop those tears in my beer. Ill, it was, but it ain't since you started to wail. Though I'm the guy made you cry, dear, don't drop those tears in my beer, dear, don't drop those tears in my beer.
Until I'm petrified, and then maybe these tears will leave my eyes. There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind. Last night I walked the floor, and the night before, you are on my lonely mind. It seems my life is through, and I'm so doggone blue. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep on sitting here till I can't move a toe, and then maybe my heart will hurt me so. There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind.
now, one entitled D's Waltz. That's Barbara and the Carousels. They also played before that, There Is a Tear in My Beer. And before that one, we had Whoopi John on the band and Don't Drop Those Tears in My Beer, Dear. Now we're going to turn to Don Fleury's band out of Menominee Falls, Brookfield, Wisconsin, and it's Maroon's Polka.
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hands a big win to the environment. The court ruled it's unconstitutional for a legislative committee to block rules created by state agencies. The decision means good environmental rules now face an easier path to getting to the finish line and becoming law. For years, legislative vetoes by a handful of legislators stymied a long list of environmental protections. After more than 30 years, the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program is going unfunded. Money for the legacy program was stripped out of the budget by the Joint Committee on Finance. The program helps preserve our state's wildlife areas and fisheries through land purchases and grants. Now that the budget has been signed, it's unclear how the vital program will continue, although there is talk of a standalone bill that would revive it. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, so quickly our time has gone by. We're going to have Tony Rademacher take us out of the program today with Coming to My Rose Garden. Have yourself a great week, everybody. We'll do this again next time right here on AM 1320, FM 97.5, WFHR, the Civic Media Network. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
as Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be back from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair and the world headquarters of Madison, taking a look at the weekend headlines and looking ahead to our next road trip with Jane Matinere. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. The search for the missing continues in the Texas Hill Country, ravaged by last week's flash floods. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump came to condole.
So all across the country, Americans' hearts are shattered. I had to be here as President, First Lady wanted to be here. All the beautiful souls. And we're filled with grief and devastation. The loss of life.
121 people confirmed dead, at least 170 still missing. The mystery surrounding last month's deadly crash of an Air India plane deepens. How did the fuel cutoff switches get pulled seconds after takeoff? CBS News transportation safety expert Robert Sumwalt.
The big question is, was this an inadvertent shutting off of these switches or was it intentional? That's the big question the investigators will try to answer.
A federal judge has ordered the